learning Misach Uksan per days Mishna Dalit. It says in the Mishna, Kol HaKlipin Mitamois, Umitamois, Umitstarfais, a Klipa. The Klipa is out. The Klipa licked out. There is a.
Good.
So if you call going Klipas, Klipas Haperos, Klipas are made from eggs. Fruits and eggs, Mitamois, Shlanit Mahoichel, Shlanit Mahoichel. We finished last mission.
Okay, good, right.
Kol haklipin, gagoin, klipos, haperos, haklipos, habeitzim, betamos.
It's the same idea of a klipos shel achel.
Food, clues of foods. Kol haklipin, gagoin, klipos, haperos, haklipos, habeitzim, betamos, shem nitma ha'ichel, nitma gamma klipos, the food comes something as well. Or metamos, shem nitma klipa, nitma ha'ichel, if the klipos comes tummy, then the food becomes tummy. So therefore, in other words, it's a regular, classic halacha. Or met starfois. In my oichel, hashlima, likashir, beitza, shakalipa, same shaymerlia, loichel, bra, maklibahol yaina, the abashel, shesh, like goizim, shas, likitas, some aim, it's a difference if you shame shaymer, al gabi shaymer. Okay, that's what you said. There's no shaymer, al gabi shaymer. Mayudin, okay? We had it before, that was Rachlos, we came to the, yes, we don't know here, the masrek. The shiloh was the masrek called a shaymer. Al gabe shoymer, the pitum, this part which comes up is called the pitum. That's the shoymer. The shiloh is the masrek, the crown. Is that a shoymer al gabe shoymer? That was machlokes between the leaders and the kohen. So here he's telling us whatever when it comes to a knot, an ego is a knot. Everyone agrees that a knot. There are certain types of knots which have two shells, and those knots that have two shells, the second shell is not going to be mitzarif. And it's not going to be a yah. It's not going to be a mitzvah because there's no such thing as a shomer al gabe shomer. Good. So right in the Mishnah, yeah.
Can I read it?
Yeah.
Right, Tamis. Right, Mustarfus.
Rabbi Yehuda in there.
Oh, that's what
I'm up to. Read it says shalosh klipim b'batzel haprimus. Yeah, klipim happening. Shalosh klipim b'batzel hapnimiyos haklipa pnimiyos bein shleimer bein kibir, whether it's complete, whether it's kibir, whether it's perforated mitzarefes v'gnei shehi atzma echad tefud hem tzoyis, the outer one haklipa hem tzoyis shleim, if it's shleim mitzarefes k'shehi shleim how are you mitzaref midim shana ukidura, but if it's perforated Let's take a look over here at the picture. One picture, okay? Lock it over here. Okay, got the picture over here. Here is the Mishnah. He just says, okay, Hamchasha leklipa egos. What's Hamchasha mean? Hamchasha leklipa egos metam metam mitzarefes. So it's here five. Leirak leklipa egos and the kol leklipa saperos. So it's metam metam mitzarefes and word graph. Picture five. There's an egos here. Klipas ha'egos, shomer. Klipas ha'egos, harei he shomer. Le'egos l'fi shehi magina alecha protects the food. Ve'ein yad l'fi she'ina mishameshes l'taltol al yoga es ha'egos. It's not a yad. Klipas ha'egos v'kabel shtema v'afilu she'ina b'echel chal v'hu shomer l'echel. So say over a chiddush. A shomer, you're not a yad. Okay, it's a shomer, it's not a yad. An egos, it's a nut. Nikmeis ha'klipa im ha'echel midin shomer. Because you do not go and use that shell to take out the nut. Now we're not dealing with nuts. not dealing with nuts now. We're dealing with fruits.
So how is it mitamei and mitamei if it doesn't have a yad?
A shomer does the same thing. A shomer can also dissolve.
Shomer is mitzdar.
No, so a shomer is also a shomer can also be mitamei. No, you're right. It doesn't matter. Even a shomer that's not a yad can be mitamei. Can convey to him in and out. Even if you're a shomer, just because you're a shomer, you're not a yad, you still have the ability, the capacity to go two ways. Okay? That's what it says. Good? But now we're not dealing now with an egoist. We're dealing now with a botzel, with an onion. An onion. So it says over here, HaKlipa HaPnimis Shabbat. So look at this. Over here. Here's the onion. Look at all the layers. So many layers. So it says over here, HaKlipa HaPnimis Shabbat. So this is the other one. HaKlipa 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 Al Shomer Al Gavi Al Shomer Al Gabi Shomer. HaKlipa HaKlipa Al Gabi Klipa HaKlipa 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 Shomer Eina Mitztarev. Got that? The outer cleave of the batzal, the very, very last row of the batzal, is called a shomer al gabe shomer. And therefore, it's garnished. A cleave achitzoyne, he shomer al gabe shomer, cleave achitzoyne, chitzoyne, al gabe cleave achitzoyne, in the middle one, the whole shomer al gabe shomer, ein amistarif. Now, a cleave achitzoyne, the middle one, ein anecheles, it's not eaten, avul he shomeres, it's a batzal, it's a guardian. Aklipa Pnimis, the third one, Shabbat Sal Hareza Oichel Hamakabal Tuma. So now, what's Sylvia? Aklipa Pnimis, in one, which is number three, Hareza Oichel Umutstarif Midin Oichel Hamakabal Tuma. The Chosa Vamishna Acharoina Shaaf Kishahibi Bifne Atsma Harezu Mikabelis Tuma Veloirak Mutstarifes Labot Sal. It's everything, it's the food itself. Because we want to compare the klipa pnimis to the klipa hamtzois, it's relative. That is why we said the word. That's why we use this term. But the MS is, it's also going to be, it's an oichel mamish. It's not just a zach, which is a yad, because typically the yad and the shomer are not foods. Typically, when we learn the Nisim Sechta, the Nisim called the Yad and the Shomer, the Yad and the Shomer are not edible. Oh no, you're falling asleep. It's not even time for the Daf Yom and you're already falling asleep. But it's coffee. I don't know why you want the coffee. Why did you take the coffee upstairs?
There's nothing
there. It was there.
So why did you get me back?
I don't know, because I'm lazy. You should have taken some coffee.
Okay, go ahead. Go ahead.
I'm worried about you.
You're worried
it's
about
me? It's not about me, it's about you.
It's all about you.
I'm worried about you.
Yeah, and you should have gotten me a cup of coffee.
Why did you run away so fast?
There was nothing in the pot.
It was. I don't know, you came up so quickly. There's always an urn of water.
Okay,
there's an urn of water, hot water in an instant.
Go ahead.
So you want to go get now? Look up?
No.
Okay, we have three different shells. The inner one is a food. Fine. Now, the agav, the klipa next. Klipa, I'm sorry, the middle one. Klipa, shalusha, meris is a bus. That's a shomer. The middle one. You have see three colors, four colors. There's white, light gray, medium gray, and dark gray. The medium gray is called a shomeres es abotsa. When it's nekuva, when it's perforated, so the nature of the shell, the klipa of a batzel, it dissolves. It becomes mushy, and it dissolves. When you cut the middle batzel, it gets cut, it loses its koyach, and it no longer serves a shomer. Avol ein kan klal shakol klipos mikvah nechtecha shul einem shomeres kishomer. V'chiyach yevdine klipos kanehan and it's cutting the b'shnayis ha'invav. It's not this halacha that we're learning over here is only true with regard to an onion. This halacha, we have a middle batzel, and the middle batzel, if it becomes nekuva, it's no longer going to serve a shomer. It's only true with regard to a batzel. it's not true in regard to other types of shomim. All right? So this is not a one-size-fits-all halacha. This halacha that we're going to discuss over here, the middle klipa, if it's nekuva, if it's nekuva chatucha, it's no longer the shomer. It's only true in regard to an onion, but it's not true in regard to other types of foods. Now, the leis achilach itzayna in the spot of the gemara the chulin, shatam adava shachilach itzayna in the shomer mishum shehi shomer al gabe shomer. Rav Kosel she klipa daka shemefelis me'alecha b'shosh shemisham shemisbotzel. He's not coming to you a reason why it's not called. He's just coming to you the mitzius is. It's so lightweight that when you touch it, it falls off. It does not mean that's the reason for the halacha. He's just come to explain the mitzvahs. Okay, so it's very simple. It's very, very simple. We've done the whole Mishnah. Okay, we've done the whole Mishnah. Let's chaz the Mishnah inside. The Mishnah over here says, kol ha-klipin, all klipin, in full of foods, mitamois, in regard to foods. What foods are we talking about? We're talking about nuts. Kol klipe egozim. When it says here in the beginning of the Mishnah, kol ha-klipin, we're discussing the klipin of nuts. Egoizim ushkedim almonds, rimon and pomegranates, uklive baits and eggs. Four different types of klipas. An egoiz, shkedim, rimonim, and klive baitsim. Okay, these represent the four different types of yetzaharas. You know that? It can be an egoiz, you can be a shkeda, you can be a rimon, you can be a baitsim. Chashive shoimer, they're called a shoimer. And we learned in the picture on the page 4 in the beginning of the Sefer, that the klipa of an egoiz is not a yad. Not a yad, because the way you do not hold the nut by the klipa. The klipa is a shoimer, it's a guardian. But when you break open the nut, you take the nut by itself. You don't hold the nut by the shell. So the shell is nothing more than a shoimer, and the Mishnah is teaching you, even a shoimer has the ability to bring tumah in, to bring tumah out, and to even serve to the shiva beitza. Our whole discussion is we learn the pshat is to convey to him. But just to mention in passing that you have a very, very, very thin. Sometimes if you're not, you have two klipas. You have the main klipa and you have a secondary klipa. The shastikita and it falls away. Ainam is eleven of the loy chashiv shomer. That's not a shomer. Shein shomer al gabe shomer. Now, what about the onions? Now we're discussing specifically the onions. So kol haklipin mitamus and mitamus and musafas by egoizim shkedim imoyim and beitzim. But what about when it comes now to a botzel? A botzel is an exception. Rabbi Yehuda oimer. When it comes to botzel, shloisha klipin ga botzel. There are three klipin botzel. This, and this. Everything else is called food. Everything is on a shomer. It's garnish. Everything else, all the white, is called an oichel. That's called in halacha the meat of the onion. So that's a food itself. A food itself, of course, is makabel tuma. The shiloh, what about the last three layers? What is their status? Shavita says, the last three, the innermost one, which means the third one. Aprimis, bein shalema, bein kidu, whether it's complete, or whether it's been perforated, or it's been ripped, and it's only partially surrounding the onion, the halach is, it's mistadefes. It's a ganz fine, a shoymer. And we learned over here in this parish over here, that not only is it a shoymer, it's an oichel. Why do we call it a shoymer? Agav, to contrast it with the next layer. But really, it's a full-fledged oichel, and it's a full-fledged shoymer, whatever you want to call it, and it's going to be mistadefes. The second to last one, the mitzoyis, the rule is as follows. If it's shleima, if it's complete, then the mitzot efes. Ukidura. Let's say it's perforated or it's cut in the mitzot efes. Then, benkach, to her, why? Because the outermost one is a shomer, al gabe shomer. You don't seem like you're paying too much attention.
Right.
Got it? Want to chaz it again?
Rabbi Yehuda says,
Read it. Shloish Kivotzel. There are three Kivotzel.
Shloish Kivotzel. Pnimis Bein, Shleima Bein, Kedura. That means
that's what does
Kedura mean?
Cut. If it's been perforated or it's been partially removed.
I'm sorry, Shleima.
Only time is a Shleima if it's Shleima.
I'm sorry.
The middle one, which means the second to last one. That's the innermost one. If it's Shleima, but it's
Shleima.
Someone cuts the klipa to cook. Okay, so let's see over here the copy. Hamachatech. Oichel, someone cuts food, going with some onions or basra meat. Lavash of the lavash, Avi Yoshlai Mirek, Yoshlai Gomachi, he didn't cut entirely. Yadai Nakatikos Mukhubarois bin Mixus. You did not do a complete cutting. You cut meat. You cut a piece of meat. But you did not cut all the way down to the very, very bottom. And if it's partially attached. Ein Echiba. It's not a Chiba. Vimdaga to Moba Achas Nakatikos. To cook. Like chocolate, Torino's chocolate. You know what that is?
Make you.
Right, so here's a piece of meat. I went and I cut the meat, but it's not completely cut. It's partially connected. Hare Elo Kibur, Lohaniach ala Shulchan, I cut. Look, that's delicious. That's the next part. Hamachatech, here's the part of the meat. Hamachatech Levashel, if you cut a piece of meat to cook, Afal to Shalom Merak, you do not cut all the way down. Merak means you do not separate it. Ein l'chibur, it's not called l'chibur. Hamachatech levashel, you cut the piece of meat to cook. Af, al pi shaloi merak, even though you did not cut it all the way down to the very, very bottom, it's still partially connected, and a sheret touches one part, one piece, it does not contaminate the other piece. Oh, you're so tired. It's unbelievable. What does it mean, Merak? You did not cut it all the way down to the very, very bottom. So it's still attached, yet halacha is not called chibur. It's not considered halacha attached. And thus, if a sheret touches one piece, the other piece remains
tall. That's weird.
I want to cook them. The heat should get to both sides. Chata kol chaticha ben tzva in the middle of the levash of the chaticha. Loi merak. What does it mean, loi merak? Loi gomar. The word merak means complete. Loi gomar es hachituch. It's not complete. The achaticha is adayin mechubaros milamat. They're still partially attached. So what is halacha? Noga tuma bechaticha zu. The tuma touches this. Ein echibor. Chaticha zu ein echshabes le mechubaros. It's not called attached. It's not called attached. And the tumah does not spread from this to this. We consider each one to be completely separate. It's completely separate. The tumah touches this piece remains tahor. Now, b'shas habishul, when you cook it, the reason that is because when you cook it, the cooking causes it to become completely separate. Okay? B'shas habishul, hachatichos hipardu l'garmi zom izol. V'hoyol, since that is so, kivar melechatchila, afilu koidem shebishol heineshavos l'lifrodos. Even before you begin to cook it in halacha, we consider the piece to be completely separate entities. But since when you cook it, they will separate one from another, from you and Al-Shema Asif, as if they're separate. It's another you say. They're so weak. Even before you cook it, if I would pick up this piece would fall off. The connection on the bottom is so shvach, it cannot support the weight of the one below, or the next one. That's the situation. We consider them to be completely two separate entities. But let's say your kavan is you want them to remain attached. So we consider them to be attached. Machmas with Sonedichi was Shemisha because it's potashed. The second thing you said over here is that if your kavana is that it should remain attached, then we consider it to be attached, as long as you want it to be so, as long as it's physically connected. I want to cook it. In dietay al kibar hakatichas shorhiya deyashav shara b'shul yiparadu hakatichas zom izom. If you're cutting these pieces, so that's the kavana. That's a gili on your kavana.
Umeila
shehin
shabbos
the
last one. Come on.
Umeila shehin shabbos the mufradas kavam me'ashav gam koydem shabbos mitzvah detach the get go. It's still connected, so it's a lower madrega. If I touch this, this is tame, but it's a lower madrega. If I'm an af, and I touch this, so this is a rishon, and this is a sheni. Don't be misled to believe that it's tohor legamri. If it was one big piece, and I touch one part, then everything becomes a rishon. But now that we consider them to be two separate pieces, so it's a rishon, and the other piece is called a sheni. Because it's still partially attached. It's still touching. You understand that principle? Mm-hmm. All right, let's stop over here. I'm too tired.
Okay, have a good day.
Have a good day. Thank you for waking me up.
Yeah.